This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the Marion Bulldogs 2024 season came to an end Friday night in the second round of the playoffs at the hands of the Goliad Tigers at Matador Stadium in Seguin. The Tigers advanced to the UIL Class 3A Division I regional round with a 56-28 victory over Marion. The Bulldogs, who finished in a three-way tie for second place in District 13-3A this season, made it to the area round for the first time since 2019. Goliad athlete Lamont Franklin had a big night Friday with three touchdown runs of 80, 59, and 81 yards. Tiger quarterback Cord Zamzow added TD runs of 34 and 77 yards. The Bulldogs got big plays from their quarterback as well. Junior signal caller Cade Pape accounted for three scores, two on touchdown runs and one on a pretty 34-yard TD pass to senior wideout Gavin Sefchi down the middle of the field. Pape ran for 100 yards on 14 carries. Bulldog running back Christian Sanchez finished with 105 yards rushing on 21 carries. The senior scored the final touchdown of his career on a 5-yard run with under a minute to play in the game. Senior linebacker Hadley Moat finished the game with 8 tackles, including 2 for loss, and senior defensive back Caden Hernandez had 5 tackles with 1 for loss. Goliad will take on Llano this Friday in the regional round. Llano won District 13-3A, going 5-0 in district play this season. And in Floresville, the season also came to an end for the Navarro Panthers. Navarro fell to rival Cuero 56-21 in the Class 4A Division II area round on Friday night. The Panthers lost their first two games in a tough District 13-4A, but won 3 of their last 4 district games to make the playoffs and advance to the second round of the postseason. Cuero will face District 13-4A champion Wimberley in the regional round on Friday. High school basketball results from the weekend. The Seguin Matadors got to the championship of the Silver Bracket at the Matador Classic Boys Basketball Tournament, but ultimately fell to San Antonio Roosevelt 60-49 in the final on Saturday. Seguin junior forward Jordan Miller paced the Matadors with 13 points. Senior guard Cameron Juarez-Bruins chipped in with 12. The Seguin Lady Matadors fell in the final game of the Seguin Girls Tournament on Saturday, falling to San Antonio East Central 53-23. Sophomore Britlin Walls led Seguin in scoring with 8 points in the defeat. The Navarro Running Lady Panthers took first place at the San Antonio Coal Tournament on Saturday with a 41-33 victory over the host Lady Cougars. Lady Panther senior Tegan Harbuth was named MVP of the tournament. Navarro senior Maddie Gilliam was named to the all-tournament team. And the Marion Lady Bulldogs were dropped by Davenport 72-39 at Marion High School on Friday. The Marion girls have the week off for Thanksgiving week. They'll return to action next Tuesday when they travel to Divine. Teams are loading up on games early this week before the Thanksgiving break. The Seguin Matadors are back in action to host Lavernia this afternoon. Tip-off is set for 1 o'clock at Goldie Harris Gym. The Seguin Lady Matadors will host Victoria West on Tuesday. The Navarro girls will host Sam Marcus this morning at 11:30. The Lady Panthers will host Divine tomorrow morning at Navarro High School. And the Marion boys will host Navarro today. Tip-off between the Bulldogs and Panthers takes place at 12:30 this afternoon at Marion High School. College basketball, the Texas Lutheran men and women's basketball teams split West Coast games on Saturday. The Bulldog men fell to Whittier 77-66 in California, while the TLU women took down Puget Sound 67-55 up in Washington. The women are at Pacific this afternoon. The men are off until next Tuesday when they play at A&M Corpus Christi. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.